Gunslinger. Hello everybody, this is the Iron Gunslinger. So first off, I want to apologize. I've been away for a couple weeks since my last podcasting. I posted yesterday, or Sunday, or the weekend I should say, I'm not entirely sure, that I was going to post an episode Sunday night, so I apologize for not one being up. Also, I'm going to ask you to kind of bear with me. I'm kind of rambled today. So, I realize a lot of things that I'm doing are not efficient. My episodes aren't very streamlined, so I want to apologize for not presenting information in a way that's more coherent. Basically, got a lot going on in my life. I'm preparing to move. I'm not going to say where. You'll probably see that when I get my YouTube channel up this spring. Once we're settled in, we got things figured out more. But yeah, I'm just really watching the world, and I hope it's not burning. I really spoke about preparing and what you should carry and stuff like that. So I want to kind of rehash that and go over the fact that when things go bad, people should be prepared. And I'm really realizing that as I'm looking at my kit and everything else, that I am lacking tools and gear that I should find necessary. So for you guys out there that are budget and everything, just remember to prioritize what you're going to have. I find that even if you don't have the helmet and the body armor, you should still have adequate ammunition and tools to help you survive out there. I recently purchased a knife from Gerber. I'm going to post some stuff on my website tomorrow. So I bought one of Gerber's latest knives. It's a fixed blade, full tang knife. And it really, after I purchased it, I was really thinking about it. And I'm like, wow, I'm not as prepared as I thought I was. So, and I think that goes a long way with a lot of things. And I really want to bring that back, that point back to it is, the planning, the prepping, and the surviving aspect of it is, because it's not just what kind of gear you have, is how can you maintain it. I use an AR-15 rifle. I know the ins and outs of it, and I know people that can teach me how to replace a trigger or whatnot. So I really, I'm just at a loss for how I want to present my material and how I want to bring it to you guys, the audience, because I don't want to bring it into a manner where it's going to not help you. And I feel that I'm not doing that. So I'm going to be improving my episodes. I'm going to improve how I interact on Facebook in these coming weeks. So please bear with me as I do these changes. So I really want to go back over the big things is make sure you have a plan and you understand what you're going to do with that plan and know your alternative routes, know the things that you need to know, know what kind of gangs are in your area, know the type of crimes, and just understand that, because these are everyday things too. Like the area we're going to move to, is most of the crime is theft, either vehicle or property theft of some manner. And also know like kind of the backgrounds of the area. If you're moving to an area that's a larger city, just kind of understand and learn about what you're getting into and where you're going to be at, because again, there are people that are going to take advantage of a situation and use it. So as I said, I'm getting ready to move, so we're doing all that research and getting into it, because it's terrifying. It's scary when you realize you're going to make a big change in your life and you're going to move somewhere different and you're going to be far away, and it's just like you don't feel overly prepared. And that's what I'm realizing, is even with all the preparations and plans I have made, I feel like I haven't completed as I should have. So I just want to reiterate the plan, the planning, the prepping, and the survival again. You don't need the best gear. That's the big misconception. If you can afford gear, then do so. Have that gear. Use it. But be aware that gear like that makes you a target. My recommendation is focus on the things that you will need. If you can get ammunition cheaply, if you can get rations cheaply, then get those things and learn how to store water properly. If you're going to be all out and you're going to be a full-on gunslinger, warrior, and good citizen, then get those things. But just be aware that people are going to see them and they're going to want them and they may take action to get them. So just plan for that as well. So I really deviated from my original plan of how I'm going to do things, but I think once I get to my new location and I'm set up, I will bring myself more up to speed. So in these next couple months, bear with me. I may not post as much. I'm going to post all the sites that I think will really help people find good gear that's quality and at more affordable prices. But start thinking about your food, your shelter, and your water. And really just kind of focus on the things that you're good on and kind of really polish some skills if you think you're not really as good as you used to be. Remember that a lot of skills are perishable. Everyone says, oh, I can shoot all day. And it's like, if you haven't shot in months, you're terrible. Like, there's some people that can pick it up and still do it, but a lot of us still need to go out and shoot. So practice your firearm and practice going to the range and doing firearms. And if you have a place that can give you more of a stressful situation where you can put your body through an outdoor range that can give you more some semblance of realism, do that. Do go and get the training if you can afford it, or if you know somebody that is an instructor that is willing to teach you, or people that are seasoned in the military that know what they're doing to train you up to. The big thing I realize is it's having more than the basics, and that's kind of what I faltered on is you need to have more than the basics. Yeah, you can have food, you can have water, and you can have shelter, but if you don't have a way to protect yourself, if you don't have the training to back up, you know, then that stuff, it could go south really quickly. And I know I'm kind of like, oh, this, and I'm just like, and I'm repeating myself, and I'm sorry. So I'm just kind of really talking tonight, and I'm just want to like get it out there, is prepare yourselves. I'm watching the news and I'm just watching everything else, and it's just like it's a madhouse. And I'm really afraid for the next couple of years in this country, because we have people in a political power that have done nothing but politics. They don't understand the struggle it is to be on our level, to be the common man, woman, child, to, you know, they hold that over our head, and that bothers me. You have people that have been in office for 20 to 30 plus years making rules and bills and laws, and it's just like I feel like a status quo change is coming, and it's going to be very violent. So I really want to emphasize to everybody that's listening to me is be prepared. It may not be today, and it may not be in 10 years, but the way things are is things will change fast. And when they do change fast, it'll be fast, violent, and bloody. And I think that's one of the things I'm afraid of, is I want to pour myself into other things and be that butt in the back of my head, you know, as a former sergeant and 17 years in the Army. It's something that doesn't go away. And I know a lot of guys feel the same way, so they have these things on deck and ready to go. So I just want to emphasize it to everyone out there, is like, it is not this weird thing where someone's going to be like, oh, well, that's just weird. It's not. If you want to prepare for the worst, then prepare for the worst. But be active in it and be prepared to do it. Because if you're not and you half-ass it like I have, it's going to go south and you're going to pay for it. And a lot of people around you are going to pay for it. I'm going to stay on that, also on that statement, that nothing has happened to me and my family. We're all well. We're good. But I'm just realizing that things go south quickly when they do happen. So I just want you guys out there to be prepared. This is going to probably be a little short episode because I'm not really feeling it. But I just want to go one more time. Plan. Big thing is A to B to C, what should be your last point. People that you can interact with and be with is really a big thing, and the supplies you're going to need, the logistics of it all, and that, you know, it's the food, it's the water, it's the ammunition, it's the does someone need this specific medicine? You know, it's just these things that we can nitpick a what if all day, but it's just like, it's really on everyone as an individual to make themselves as good and as prepared as they can be and have people around them that they are as good. And that's kind of really it. I don't have much for this episode. I'm going to really buckle down over this course of the week and bring you guys something a little bit better next week. And that's the other thing too, is if you struggle with any mental health issues or anything of the sort, or if you're having trouble, I just watched an episode of a TV show, and I'm really kind of struggling with it because it hit a little home, so I'm not in the best mental mind state for it right now. I'm not going to hurt myself. I don't want anyone to think that I'm going to hurt myself talking about it. But yeah, I just want everyone to really, that's listening to this, just kind of like, remember that prepping isn't weird. It's only weird if you start alienating people or you start making it cult-like, as I talked in my last episode. But just understand that we as human beings need community. This is how we survive. This is how we evolve as community creatures. And you need to have people around you that you can trust. And I know it's hard because in this world we're so indifferent and so just nuts. But remember, there are still good people out there. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And even the bad can become the good. And that's really kind of it for tonight. Just be prepared. I have nothing really exceptional. I have nothing amazing. I'm just flabbergasted because the way that the political structure is going and how petty we are. I mean, there's a YouTube video. I'm going to see if I can find it. And I want to kind of have everyone look at this thing if they get a chance to. Let's see. Star size. All right, here we go. 2018. All right, so check this out. There's a thing 1 year ago. Star size comparison 2018. It's 3 minutes long. And then there's another one. That's Star Size Comparison number 2 by Morn 1415. They're 1 year and 2 years. They're kind of basically the same. You can find it. Just go Star Size Comparison. And just literally watch it because it'll put in perspective how fucking insignificant a lot of the shit we're doing is doing. So if you're so worried about fucking tomorrow because of fucking what Dave or Janet said, you know what, watch that, and you'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm really wasting my time, because by the time this video gets to a certain point, the fucking planet, our sun, is not even a fucking pixel on the screen. So just keep it in mind, we are so tiny in the universe, and we have these stars that are just on a scale that we can't even comprehend. I mean, literally, they're on a scale where their numbers start to become squared and to the fifth, the sixth, and the hundredth power for zero. So it's just, it's astronomical. And I think that's one of the things that really irritates me, is we do things that we think are so great and whatnot, and then all of a sudden it's just like, it's so piddly. We're not even a fucking, there's more stars in the universe in a fucking 4x4 square that you hold up to the sky than there is sand on a beach. And if that doesn't put shit into perspective, I don't know what. So, I'm sorry, I'm just like on a weird tangent tonight. Just remember, plan, prepare, execute. Those are the big things that I want people to start doing. So plan out what you're going to do. What's your plan include? The logistics of your routes, everything that you can think of that would be part of a plan. Prepare it. So do the things that you need to do to make it succeed. You know, do you need to have a stash point? Do you need to have a cold storage locker somewhere that you can put stuff in and get into in a crisis, and then execute when it comes go time? Can you execute the task? So make sure you keep everything reasonable and just understand you cannot take everything with you. And that's one of the big things. So Short episode tonight. A little bit of a tangent, a little bit of ramble, a little bit of fucking me being weird. But, yeah, that's it. Take care of yourselves out there, gunslingers, warriors, and citizens. This is Iron Gunslinger. I will be back next week. My Facebook page, I will post up some of the best sites I think have some of the gear that people should be looking at. And, yeah, I will have a more proper, I'll have a proper topic for next week. And if I don't, I will still post an episode, even if it's just me talking about what I've observed for the week. All right, and to that effect, Iron Gunslinger out.